on 92.1 KRLS. We have a full house up here in our crow's nest. The three starting seniors of the Pella basketball team, Cam Schulte, Traven Howen, and Luke Keitch, just joining us after a big win over Knoxville. Cam, I'll start with you. You guys wanted to take care of business tonight. You wanted to make sure you took care of it quickly. A 10-0 run out of the gates, and you never looked back. What was it like to see the team playing so well for four full quarters?
It's really good. We came out, and we knew we had to execute. In a playoff game, you never want to come out slow. You got to come out with fire no matter who your opponent is. So it was good to come out and execute all four quarters, and especially to see some guys that don't typically get minutes, for them to come out and score, like Quinn. Quinn had five. We had a bunch of other guys with buckets, so it was really good to see that.
Well, and Trey, you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, about the things that this team needed to do well to have success, and you're doing that right now. You did it against Mount Pleasant. Defense to offense, you're maximizing possessions, a ton of offensive rebounds from guys like Luke and Cam. What's it been like to see this team come together in the second half of the season and put it all together here to start the playoffs?
Yeah, it's been awesome in practice. We've been playing a lot of good defense and then using that to transition our offense. Like tonight, we had a lot of fast break points, and we only held them to 35.
Well, and Luke, the elephant in the room, you used to play for Knoxville, and I'm guessing it's a rivalry for a lot of reasons. What was it like to get those first couple of shots to go down and to maybe even settle that kind of rivalry part down? Because you guys just wanted to focus on basketball tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, it felt good just to come out and see the first couple go in and kind of get all the nerves to go away and settle everything down just right off the start, kept it calm, and helped us get out to a good lead.
Well, and back to Cam here, as we think about where this team is at, and you alluded to it, getting all these guys involved has to feel so good, especially this is the last night you're going to play in this gym. All the other top seeds have won, so this is your way that you're going to close out your basketball career. What has it been like watching the senior class come together, whether it is guys like Hayden and Quinn who are on the benches, maybe the jokesters and the energy guys, and then the three of you and the responsibility that you took on for this team? What's it like to see that all come together so well here?
It's been really good. So, like guys like us, we didn't really have leadership roles or huge roles last year. I mean, Luke was really the only guy that really got on the floor. So this year, we've had big leadership roles that we've had to step into. We've had big shoes to fill, and to come together and play hard like we have these past few games. And the second half of the season, it's been really nice, and it's a good way to close out the season playing this well.
Well, and Trey, I've got your mic working again here. So as you think about now what it's going to take going forward, obviously everyone here is tough, but you've played one of the toughest schedules in Class 3A. How has the conference and a game like Mount Pleasant readied you guys to play a ranked team coming up on Thursday? And what are you going to have to do well, knowing it's not going to be a 50-point game like tonight was?
Yeah, we're going to have two great days of practice and then come out Thursday and start out with fire and try to take them off the line. But the hard schedule has really helped us against teams like DCG, Norwalk, Indianola, to prepare us for when we play a number one seed like Waverly.
Well, and Luke, obviously coming into this season, this team had a lot of question marks, right, about where you could be and who you were. And you lose a guy like Luke Hardman throughout the season could have been over, right? But everyone feels like they stepped up. What does it mean to have the opportunity in front of you that you have, that basically it looks like the four teams remaining, it could be anyone's game going to state, and I imagine that's got to be really special for this group to be in that position, right?
Yeah, it's really exciting just for all of us because we all buy in, and it wasn't just one guy stepping up and taking everything over. It was all of us. From Cameron Rowe, he had 11 tonight. He stepped up in a huge way. Ramon stepped up, even though he has a little bit of a knee injury. He's stepping up. It's a whole team effort to replace Luke.
Yeah, and another group, and Cam, maybe you can answer this. What's it been like watching these freshmen and sophomores turn it on? Guys like Braden, who took a huge step up in his role, not only him, but Austin and Jack and all these sophomores, Tyson. The future of the program, that's got to be exciting for you to be leaders, not only for this season, but to watch those guys who are going to be the leaders of the program the next 2 years really step up and shine as they have.
It's been really good to see them get really quality minutes. And guys like Braden, he's been playing with a lot of confidence lately. It's been great to see that. And just the experience that they're getting from playing this year, it's great. And guys like Austin and Jack, they have stepped up huge. When we lose guys like Luke we got to go deeper into our bench, they step up, and they're knocking down big shots. They're making plays, and it's really good to see.
Trey, how have you tried to be an example for all those guys? You have a ton of underclassmen who will be the leaders of this team, especially as they make some big runs in the next couple of years. How have you hoped to leave your legacy and leadership in front of those guys with your play on and off the court?
Yeah, I think just work hard in practice, have good sportsmanship to the refs, to the other players, help everyone up. I think it's a big part of developing character, more than just basketball.
Well, and Luke, I'll leave you with the final word here. What's it going to take on Thursday to be that team that's advancing to the sub-state final and to go play for a right to state? It's going to be a tough one.
We're going to really have to buy in on defense altogether. Energy will have to be a huge part of it because our offense doesn't come easy. So if we have good defense and can take our defense into offense, I think we'll have a great chance.
The three starting seniors of the Pella basketball team joining us here, Cam Schulte, Trayvon Howen, and Luke Kaitchis. It's been a pleasure, guys, to watch you guys in action, especially on this home floor. Bummed that we won't be back here together, but excited to see you on Thursday and hopefully beyond. Appreciate your guys' time. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks, Andrew.